Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
December surge.
It's hard to imagine we wouldn't get to over a million new cases a day.
New COVID cancellation.
Sucks that you just like can't go places.
Wicked weather.
I saw one 18-wheeler on its side.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup closing in on Christmas, COVID is an ominous Scrooge. The highly contagious Omicron variant has now been identified in at least 36 states. And CBS's Meg Oliver tells us CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky predicts that weekly cases will jump by 55% to 1.3 million by Christmas Day.
We expect to see the proportion of Omicron cases here in the United States continue to grow in the coming weeks.
The CDC is warning that Omicron cases in the U.S. are doubling about every 2 days after hundreds of students recently tested positive for COVID at both Cornell and Princeton. The universities moved final exams online. In Philadelphia, where cases have doubled in recent weeks, the health commissioner is urging residents to cancel their holiday parties and avoid gathering indoors. But if you do plan to attend a holiday gathering indoors, infectious disease specialist Dr. Celine Gounder says open windows and doors to help with ventilation and try to get a HEPA air filter and make use of rapid tests.
Even if it turns out that Omicron causes milder disease, if more people are infected with a milder disease, you could end up with just as many deaths.
The Los Angeles School District has postponed a January 10th deadline for all students 12 and older to be vaccinated. It's been moved to next fall. In New York, some Broadway shows have canceled performances because of COVID.
Hamilton got us through COVID. Looks like COVID got Hamilton tonight.
In pro sports, there's concern as COVID case numbers rise. More than 100 over the last 3 days in the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell.
There are things that we'll have to make sure we're doing to adjust to the circumstances, but also to make sure we're keeping those teams safe.
The NBA and NHL are enhancing player protocols. And CDC advisors are set to take a new look at the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine and a rare blood-clotting condition that has been linked to it. Overseas, COVID cases have hit new pandemic highs in Great Britain. France is putting new restrictions on travelers from the UK. And CBS's Holly Williams in London tells us
the Queen has reportedly cancelled the royal family's traditional pre-Christmas lunch for the second year in a row. It's apparently a precautionary step.
Strong winds raked much of the Midwest, with gusts topping 100 miles an hour in some places. Tornadoes reported in Iowa and Nebraska. CBS's Mola Lenghi is in southern Minnesota.
The small town of Heartland took a direct hit overnight, with downed light poles and a bank building made of bricks reduced to rubble. Hundreds of thousands of people lost power across the Midwest, with wind gusts reaching into the triple digits.
Power went out, so we had to just run downstairs. It was really fast.
In Dodge City, wind gusts hit 84 miles an hour, uprooting trees, overturning heavy playground equipment, and leaving an apartment complex in tatters.
President Biden promised tornado victims in Kentucky that there will be long-term federal help. So many places will need it.
Many tornado victims vow to make the best of their situation and get on with life. Barbara Bellard lost her home in Mayfield, Kentucky.
They need to get through this and go on. We're going to come back even stronger.
FEMA has opened mobile assistance centers in several places to help storm victims file for federal government help. Spokesman Peter Milio says their message to storm victims is simple.
We're here to help them apply for that assistance and start that recovery process.
Mental health experts have also been brought in to help tornado victims cope and move beyond their initial emotional trauma. Jim Krasula, CBS News, Memphis, Tennessee.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The National Archives has released 1,500 documents related to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, but another 10,000 still remain under wraps. Journalist Philip Sheenan has studied that day in Dallas 58 years ago and what's happened since.
I think they're hiding a lot of evidence to suggest incompetence, that the CIA and the FBI knew a lot about Lee Harvey Oswald in the months before the assassination and failed to act on that information.
New charges stemming from an oil spill 2 months ago off the Southern California coast.
The indictment accuses Amplify Energy Corporation and two of its subsidiaries of being negligent. The charges say the companies failed to respond to a series of events that led to a pipeline rupture and the spill. The charge carries a penalty of up to 5 years probation and millions in fines. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
A Florida grand jury has issued a long list of recommendations aimed at preventing a collapse similar to the one in Surfside that brought down a condo, killing 98 people back in June. Florida's one state that took financial action on some school districts during the pandemic.
Governor Ron DeSantis has been adamant about outlawing school mask mandates.
This is a decision for the parent to make.
He made it official with an executive order, and the state withheld hundreds of thousands of dollars from districts that defied it. Now the Florida Phoenix reports that the state very quietly has given back nearly $900,000 to eight districts that it punished. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
With inflation accelerating and unemployment dropping, the Federal Reserve chairman has signaled monthly bond purchases will be slowed and interest rates will go up early next year. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
A combination of a stronger than expected recovery in the labor market and higher than anticipated prices pushed the Fed to move in a different direction. Chair Jerome Powell stressed that the Fed was simply reacting to new data that emerged.
Head coach Urban Meyer fired by the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars with 4 games left to go in his first season. There were a string of issues. The latest, a former Jags kicker told a Florida newspaper Meyer kicked him in the leg during an August practice. The Jags are 2-11 on the season. Well, a man with a lot of winning records is scoring big. Bruce Springsteen is selling his music rights to Sony in what published reports say is a $500 million deal, topping the biggest one to date for Bob Dylan. That was $300 million with Universal.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Let's raise a glass now to mark a stirring moment in time.
Last night in Paris, they celebrated the 100th birthday of a classic cocktail.
A Bloody Mary is the quintessential brunch drink, or the drink you have the morning after the night before.
Bartender Fernand Petiot was the one who mixed up the very first Bloody Mary at Harry's Bar in Paris in 1921. He combined tomato juice, vodka, Tabasco sauce, Worcestershire sauce, and lemon juice. The watering hole now serves about 12,000 of the drinks a year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Scientists report a NASA spacecraft has officially touched the sun, diving through the solar atmosphere known as the corona. It happened back in April, but the data took months to come back and get analyzed. The Parker Solar Probe has dipped in and out of the corona several times. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.